fresh autumn with the sun, with the die is cast, and it's a new season of Melon Sugar Podcast. And as always, it's great to be back with you guys. So the new season, season 3 of Melon Sugar Podcast. This will be our first episode, and I'm here with my co-host,
Delan.
And as always, we like to say a very big thank you to you guys, to every one of you everywhere around the world who's been listening to us and making sure like our podcast goes from strength to strength and all that. I would like to say a very thank you anywhere around the world to our top listener in, let me say, Osborne, United States, and Richardson, United States. I don't know you guys, but I just want to say thank you to you guys so much for just listening and always listening, tuning in. Like, we really, really do appreciate it. So, on our first episode of the season, we just wanted to try something new. So, we'll just be bringing, like, sports thing. And with this one, I'll just leave everything to Delali, because I'm not a sports kind of person, so he will just brush us through everything. So I don't know, the folks that you guys who love sports a lot, I think this will be like your favorite episode or something. So Delali, in the world of sports, what's going on?
So even before I begin, let me say that I actually suggested this.
Yeah.
And you know, I suggested it because, well, you know, very soon the season is about to start. Teams are preparing, making signings here and there. So I just felt, you know, it's just right. I think that the timing is right that we talk about, you know, sport, and we talk about teams and football teams specifically. And you know, I know. For people listening from the US, football might, you know, mean something else. But here, I mean soccer. The proper football, not the one who play there. So, you know, so yeah, I just feel it's just right, you know, the timing is right that we talk about, you know, sports in general.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it's you know, from Ghana. Recently, I think there has been, I don't know if it's the IE or something. I think the indoor games.
So the IAAF, the World Championship. Yes.
Where our Ghanaian brothers placed third in the relay. That's a big feat, a huge feat, you know. Congratulations to them, because you know, we haven't really been doing so well when it comes to athletics.
I don't know if it's
from the management, I don't know if it's negligence, or it's just us, you know, I don't know if it's just us as a, you know, as a whole or as a person, but as people. If we just don't have a lot of interest, or we are just not as enthused in athletics as we are when it comes to football and the rest. Yeah. So I don't know, but yo, it's big. I think it's really big. Looking at the people, looking at the countries they had in the finals, I think they did really well.
Yeah, they did really well.
And you look at this, and you know, you're expecting that after this we would want to improve or move a step higher. You know, you'd be thinking that maybe, you know, the authorities and the sports fraternity and the youth and sports would want to, you know, either encourage them in a way giving them, you know, some tokens here and there, something to, you know, boost their confidence. You know,
I think they will, because I think this is the Kyron said that won the that won the All African Games, I think last 4 years. I think they were the same guys who won the relay for Ghana in like the last games, like the African one. The So I think they've been able to like maintain them and all that. So yeah, I think it's very great. And with the support that they got from people and the government, it's very nice. Because for me I didn't know they were like let me say Ghana was part. So after they just finished with the track, with the whatever they say, that's when I got to them and I'm like, okay, so this guy did so well. I did so well. And I think, you know, the other people too did well. In other countries, they did well.
Okay. Mm. You know, but then I'm looking at it from this angle. Okay, so if these were the same people who helped us during the All African Games, are we boxing ourselves to be just a relay country? Because you know, well, when you look at Jamaica, for instance, then during Bolt's time, you know, they had Bolt, they had Asafa Powell, and then they had one other guy who also competes, you know, who also competed in other in other forms. They competed in the 100 meters, the 200 meters.
Yeah.
So you know, I'm thinking, whoa, what's really happening? If we are doing so well in the relays, why can't we compete in the other, you know, in the other races, in the 100 meters and the 200 meters?
I think they do compete,
they do, but
it's
they
left.
Don't make the cut.
Yeah. And the thing is, you have to qualify. I think there's a round you qualify. So sometimes he might, let me say, you might get one of the athletes finishing third, but he might not qualify with like the time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm listening.
So sometimes I think the time goes against them or something.
I think what happens is in every heat, the first three are selected for the next round.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's Azamati or the other guy in the 100 meters race. I think he failed to come third. I think he was close. I think he was close or something. But then, you know, because they select the first three, they usually don't make the cuts. And you know, I'm thinking, you know, after some years, you know, they should be able to, you know, train. I don't know if it's the training. Because I know we don't have the resources, and that's why most of these guys, we don't have the resources, we don't have the equipment, we just don't have what it takes, to train these people. So most of these guys are actually based in the US. Look at the money we push into football. And you know, you look at the results we keep getting. I'm thinking it's about time we channel some of the resources, some of the monies to these, you know, sporting events too. So that means we can, you know, encourage the young ones, and also, you know, try to, you know, make a name for ourselves when it comes to athletics and, you know, the other sporting events too. We shouldn't just concentrate on football, because it looks as if the football, it's not working for us anymore. There was a time we were doing well, but now we are not really doing so well. So I think we should, you know, shift some of the attention to, you know, these sporting events too, and see what we can, you know, get out of it.
But you see, they won't shift any resource to the other sporting like disciplines or something. They will just focus on football, because that's where they know they will get like they will get their share in anything. So for me, I see it as, okay, you just go, okay, we'll just give you something, we'll just go and just compete, but our 90% or whatever budget is on football. So yeah.
But I think it's true. And you know, thinking about it, I think it's not just Ghana.
Yes.
I don't know. I think it's apart from Jamaica and then the US, who spend quite a lot
on developing
in developing talents, drafting for talent and all that. I think when you look at other countries, I think the Bahamas too.
Bahamas.
And Trinidad and Tobago, they also put in so much into athletics.
Yeah.
But then when you look at the other countries, where I think when you go to Britain, they don't really have.
I think Great Britain does, because if you have to check, let me say this even, if you could see that, I think the Jamaicans have lost, I wouldn't say they've lost their boost or something, but most of the races you could see is either the United States, or Great Britain, or Bahamas, or South Africa. So I think now it's like everyone knows how to run. You see, everyone has just got that technique. It's just like, okay, so let me say, it's just like the Japanese. You see, when I was just reading like the history of the Olympics and about the swimming, that butterfly shoot and everything. Do you know that at first the swimming was just the normal swimming, like how you just go and you just be swimming? So, yes. So it was the Japanese during the time they hosted the Olympics, like 60 years ago. That's when they brought in that technique, the backstroke, everything. So you could see that for some time, they were the ones, getting every medal in the swimming thing. So I think the other countries got to learn from it, and they learned from it better. So that's how you can see them in, but mostly it's the Americans and them, I think, competing.
I just remember something. You know, you need in past years, South Africa were not really a name. We're not really a country you would predict athletes coming from.
Yeah, but all of a sudden,
for the past 8-12 years, for some reason, some way, somehow, they always have people winning medals. They have names that are doing so well. And you know, you think about it, like, it's actually true. You know, the thing is, you just have to apportion some resources to it. And also put in an effort, be intentional about it, and I think that's what we are not doing here. We are not really intentional about this, because listen, you know, when you go for these senior high school intercol, and then you go for the university and the tertiary inter schools and all that, there are actually people who are very good at these things, but
but they won't be paid.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Good. They won't be big. Because I know one guy I know one guy who used to, when you go for regional, Eastern region, regional, sorry to our listeners who don't know. So it's like the eastern part of Ghana or something. So there was this guy who I think did so well when you go for regional. He was from Opoku A. No, he was from Ofori-Pini. So he did so well, fantastic. He won every medal. Now, if you are even to check from him, he's nowhere to be found. He just lost it.
That's the thing. And the lucky ones are the ones that get drafted into the universities. You know, some of these universities give them scholarships, so they can join their sporting group or whatever, and if you are lucky to, you join the military or immigration. Most times, either the immigration or the military. Aside that, the government doesn't really they don't really care so much about these ones. You know, they don't really care so much about them, and it's sad. I think we have to be intentional. We have to deliberate about it. You know, there has to be a plan. You know, there has to be a plan that you know what, this is what we want to do in the next 10, 15 years. This is what we are looking to achieve. You know, in the next Olympics, we are looking to get about 3 medals. Even if it's bronze, we'll be satisfied. In the next 8 years, you know, we aim higher, either silver, either we get a silver and a gold, at least that's progress. Until then, we'll continue struggling. We'll go for these athletic games, and then we'll come back with just 1 medal, and it's mostly bronze, nothing else. Sad. Really sad.
So let's head to the international scene. So with the English Premier League, why doesn't any team want to sign Cristiano Ronaldo? Why?
Ooh, you know, that's a big question.
Is it that,
you know, funny
is
enough,
it that he's too old or what?
I think it's a factor. The age is also a factor, because, you know, he's 37. I think he'll be hitting 38 very soon, I think somewhere next year or so. So yeah, the age factor is also a reason. However, I think clubs are also looking at his wages. You know, he's on some really high wages. You know, so they look at the wages, and then looking at the economic situation of most of these clubs, they don't want to, you know, risk it all. Cause yeah, listen, yes, he's an amazing player. You know, if you sign him, you are guaranteed of at least 20 goals.
Oh, and it depends. It depends, because if you had to see what happened last season, if it wasn't for him that he did his own thing, that he scored the goal, you could see that he didn't. There was no cohesion between his teammates and him. There was nothing.
Yeah, there that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That when if you sign a player like him, at least you know, even if you're not getting anything from him, you are getting the goals, at least 20 goals, then you get it. That's the thing. But then also, you'd have to factor in his age, you'd have to factor in the wages, you know. And I know a lot of clubs don't want to take such risk now, because, you know, listen, clubs are going through it, business are going through it, and you know, football is a business.
Yeah.
And these owners wouldn't want to risk it all like that. They wouldn't want to, because listen, you know, if you are signing him, you know, you are not paying him anything less than 500k a week.
And for that thing too, and for the way his wage too is too high.
It's so high.
I think it's so high. Just get a club and just like maybe agree for his wages to be, maybe if it's to drop to like 400-300, I think he should be okay with it, because now you don't have that energy like how you used to 10 years ago.
Yes.
So and for even, you are not like Messi. That's the problem with this Ronaldo fans. Sorry to our listeners, anyone who's a Ronaldo fan. You guys should know your player is not like Messi. Because with Messi, if Messi says he wants to leave PSG, automatically he will get a club to sign him. And for me, I've always said that his biggest mistake was moving back to United. Because if I was him, I would have never moved to United. I would have just gone to like City. Because with City, seriously, you can get whatever you want. You can be back. I think he wanted to just retire there or something. And you see, plans don't normally work. Well, whatever you set out don't normally work. So I think you should just work with his agent, and you should just get him a club. Because
Getting a club, actually, I don't think it's a problem. But then also, United are not looking to sell. They don't want to sell. And I know clubs are aware of this and don't want to, go through the whole stress. Because Manchester have made it. They've made it they've made it clear that they won't sell him. They've made it clear that they won't. He's not going. He's going nowhere. You get it. So if I'm a club and I'm interested, knowing United are not ready to let the player leave, or they are not ready to let him go, yo, it's just better I look elsewhere.
United doesn't want to go, but the player wants to go.
Yes.
The player
but
wants
then
to go.
He wants to go, but then he's under contract. You understand? So if he wants to go and your contract has not expired, and the club is not looking to sell you, what can you do?
Nothing.
How is it going to end it?
He has the money to just pay for whatever fine, whatever, whatever judgment that they will come up with. He has the money. Next season, you see, for like a player like Ronaldo, he set out to be like, okay, for every season, I must play in the Champions League. Now, your club doesn't qualify for Champions League, not even Europa. Then you are going to play in conference, and the conference too.
No, they qualify for Europa. they qualify for Europa.
Really?
Yeah, they did.
Because I thought they qualified because they were fit or sick?
They were fit.
Okay, so I thought maybe we
didn't. No, they were sick.
So if sick, I think they will cause. Okay. Because for me, I thought because maybe his club didn't qualify for the Champions League, he's a player who wants like play in the Champions League and all that. And for something, and for me, one thing that is very funny is with the spotlight that he will be bringing to Europa. Because Man United, I think I was reading a post by someone on Twitter, and the person was, I think, one of those commentators or something. He's like, Man United doesn't want him to play. Maybe they might just bring him because they were asked, the club was asked if they'll let him play like full 90 minutes, like in like the Europa or something. And one of the club's spokesperson was like, they are not really, really sure because he might not even play. He might just play the league. So with that, I think for a player of his sort, he wants to like just move on, just get a new club. Because I think he was just linked to Bayern Munich or something with those speculation and all that. And Bayern will be playing the Champions League. So and for like secondly too, I saw a post about one guy saying PSG should go and buy him and he should play with Messi and all that. I'm like, oh, serious. He should just leave United.
I don't want him to leave because, you know, listen, I like Ronaldo. I respect him a lot. I think what he has done, you know, in the world of football, it's madness. You understand? And all these things, you know, they are leaving dents on his name.
Yeah.
You get it? Because it almost looks as if he's always in one conflict with the club or the other, and it doesn't look good on him. You understand?
Yeah.
I feel that's it. Listen, if you really want your club to play in the Champions League, why don't you make a difference?
He can't. You understand? He can't make it because...
I understand last season he did a bit. He did his
because
part.
Because the small boys at that club, there was their name, those boys. You could see when they started the season, they didn't even want to maybe share him a ball or maybe for like something. So you can see the frustration with how he played last season, and it was like, no, this is not the player that the world knows. because you could see that it got to a point. He was just like soft, like let me say he was working hard to get the ball to even score a goal. So with that,
I think I get what you're saying. And it's true. Looking at his age, I don't think it's reasonable to let him drop deep. Because yes, look, last season there were times when he had to drop deep, you know, where he had to be involved in link up play here and there. You know, he drops deep to pick up the ball, and at his age, he can't be running. You know, he can't be running up and down for the whole 90 minutes. So you expect him to be, someone who moves within the opponent's box, which is what a lot of clubs do. When you look at Ibrahimovic, what he does now, he doesn't really run so much because of his age. I think he's 41. He'll be 41 very soon. So he doesn't run so much, and that's what Ronaldo should be looking to do. And looking at Manchester and looking at Erik ten Hag, the kind of ball he plays, it will require him to be always running. You know, Ten Hag's formation is more oppressive, which will require him running maybe for the whole 90 minutes. And I think maybe that's what he's looking to avoid. But yo, listen, I don't foresee any club coming in for him. I don't see it happening. I don't see. I have. There are rumors that he has been linked to Atletico Madrid.
Yeah.
I don't know how true that. But then I just don't see it happening. I don't see it happening.
Okay. So Delali, do you have anything aside from Ronaldo?
Yes.
What else? So
listen,
in the next 6 minutes.
My club.
Okay, so in the next 6 minutes, just talk about your club because you have only 6 minutes to
finish so well.
So what's
my
your club?
Is doing so well. Arsenal.
Oh, bomb.
What do you mean, bro?
Oh,
what do you mean, bro?
Oh, for me, I don't see Arsenal as a club, I see it as
I'm not listening to anything. We've ended this. We've ended this today. What do you mean you're starting as a club?
I think you guys have the players and everything. You guys even have Yakubu, but he's not doing anything. You guys have Inkitia and whatever. Seriously.
Oh,
you
no,
guys
honestly.
Have all the youngsters, but I think sometimes it's just, let me say, I don't know if it's in your DNA or something.
No. So, you know, we're Arsenal. What has been happening is, in times, you know, in football, to be very successful, you need a blend of young players and very experienced players. But in Arsenal, what has been happening, especially in the past 10 years, is a lot of times we either have very old players or very young players. But what you need is that you need a blend of both. You need the young and then the old. In recent times, there were seasons where we had very young, like inexperienced players. Like last season, for instance, we had the youngest squad.
Yeah.
So you know, we had most of our starting 11 were all young players, and with the exception of Pate and Zaka.
Yeah.
But now looking at the signings we have made, we look really good. I stayed up late to watch our match against Chelsea this morning. We played, it was playing at 12 a.m. I watched it and we looked really good. And for me, I've been one of the biggest critics. I criticize them a lot, especially the manager. But yo, the match against Chelsea, we looked really good. We looked really good. Then that's because now we have players who are a bit experienced, and we have a little bit of grown-ups. You look at Gabriel Jesus, who is really, I think he's in his, he's 25, 26.
Jesus.
Zinchenko is 24, 25, thereabouts. Pate is 29. Zaka is 20 something. So yeah, now we have a blend of young and old. And then we also have a blend of experience, very experienced, and then, you know, players who are still picking up. So now things look really promising now. I would be surprised if we don't make top four next season. I would be very surprised. And if we don't, I'm blaming the coach. I'm blaming the manager, honestly, because I think now we have what it takes. We have the players. We have the quality. So I don't see how we don't make top four. And I'm excited. Listen, we scored Chelsea 4-0. Listen, it's not 4-0. Yo, that's big.
Those people, it's just preseason. If you guys start the league now, nothing will happen. It will just be the nil-nil, draw, 1-0.
It
won't happen. We are here to see.
That against supporters union, listen, we'll put everyone to shame. Next season looks promising. Listen, in recent years, I haven't been this excited about a national squad, but in this one, listen, the team looks good. It really looks really good.
We thank God it looks good. We thank God it's really good. If the league starts, then we get to see them playing like they are going for a shopping ride or like roller coaster. No one, you see, guys, we shouldn't be surprised, because for me, Arsenal is a team that, okay, so for me, my dad's team is Arsenal, so I mostly try to like have fun. So sometimes I'll just laugh at him or that, because
he knows good things. Let me tell you. In England, one of the clubs with history is Arsenal.
Yes, we know.
So yo, if you know, I don't know why you keep doubting us. I understand we haven't really looked our best in recent years, but yo, all that is changing. I see big things happening. I see big things happening.
Big things indeed.
Yo, listen, you people, we'll shock everyone.
Okay, our listeners, you've listened some more. They said, Arsenal will shock everyone. So let's see when the league starts in August.
Yeah,
we'll see. Because for me, anywhere Messi goes, I'm there. So me, I'm a PSG fan now. If Messi goes somewhere else, I'll just change. So anywhere he goes, me, I just go. But for me, English Premier League, my team is Man City. Yeah, and we did so well. We know Liverpool could never take the league or whatever. I think they were just, you see, Liverpool, the team now, I see us, they are just fighting. Because, and thankfully, Mane is not around. So, So our listeners, I hope you guys love our first episode of season 3. So we wanted to try something new, so we hope you just enjoyed every bit of it. And like we would like to say, as always, thank you to everyone supporting us. And you can also support us by just clicking the link below, either Patreon or PayPal, to just donate to this podcast. Like I say, thank you to you all. And with this new season, we're bringing you with a lot of things that, like, unprovoked discussion issues and all that. So you guys should just stay tuned and just love everything just follow the podcast. Just like it, subscribe it everywhere on our social media handles. You can just listen to it. With everything, with that much said, I'd like to say, have a nice day. Good night, good day, wherever you are. Bye.